Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 32 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you and all of your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Today we will cover only the introduction to the benefits of speaking with other tongues. Speaking in other tongues is such a significant and vital instrument in ministry and in our walk in God. I read where Oral Roberts prayed in the Spirit, and God gave him how to build Oral Roberts University. As hammers, screwdrivers, and wrenches are special tools used for specific purposes, so speaking with other tongues is a needful, necessary tool in our daily lives and for the work of the ministry. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 18, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Speaking with other tongues is one of the evidences of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. The Jewish disciples saw and heard evidence that the Gentiles had received the precious Holy Spirit. In Acts 10, verse 45 through 47, it says, all the circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. Then Peter said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Operating in the power of God and speaking with other tongues are two major evidences of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. However, we must remember that these are not the only ones. Another major evidence of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit is love. In John 13, verse 35, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Romans 5 and verse 5 says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 and 2 states very clearly that though we speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, we would become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. In other words, we would just be making a lot of noise. And though we have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though we would have all faith so that we could remove mountains and have not love, we would be nothing. One of the greatest indications of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit is the evidence of a great love for God, for his people, and a great love for his program. Again, remember that speaking in other tongues is not the exclusive evidence of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. But speaking in other tongues is very important and needful in our daily lives and in the work of the ministry. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may his standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the word of God says in Romans 10, 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, love, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.